This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. This is the evening edition with Lynn, and welcome to Popit Popit Parliament, where we bring you updates from the Dewan Rakyat. So we have actually kind of a quick fun fact to kick off today's segment, because we don't usually hear this, but when Parliament is in session, there is a bell that rings at 10 a.m. each morning to signal the start of the sitting. Nice, that's got a real school's beginning kind of vibe. And so I always thought it was automatic, but it turns out that there's actually a man behind that bell, and his name is Anwar Bin Koming. Today, he rang the bell for the last time in his role as a senior chamber attendant. He's actually been with Parliament for 42 years, so there you go. So here's what happened after the bell rang. The MPs took their seats and the sitting began with Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun offering his condolences on the passing of Gerik MP Dato' Hasbullah Osman, who passed away yesterday evening at the age of 63.
Dengan perasaan yang amat duka cita dan sedih, saya ingin memaklumkan kepada ahli-ahli yang berhormat sekalian bahawa Allahyarham Dato' Hasbullah bin Osman, ahli Parlimen Gerik, telah kembali ke rahmatullah pada hari Isnin 16 November 2020 bersamaan 30 Rabiul Awal 1442 Hijrah. Sesungguhnya pemergian Allahyarham merupakan suatu kehilangan yang besar buat negara. Saya bagi pihak ahli-ahli dewan ini dan pihak Parlimen Malaysia seluruhnya ingin merakamkan ucapan takziah kepada ahli keluarga Allahyarham Datuk Hasbullah bin Osman, khususnya kepada yang berbahagia Datin Rosmawati binti Arifin dan yang berbahagia Datin Zaini binti Abu Bakar, isteri kepada Allahyarham Datuk Hasbullah bin Osman, serta seluruh ahli keluarga Allahyarham.
Throughout the day, several MPs also shared their condolences before answering questions or participating in the budget debate. So on to question time, Batu Kawan MP Kasturi Pato asked about the number of calls received by Talian Kasih this year. Deputy Minister of Women, Children and Community, Datuk Siti Zaila Yusof, explained that there were two ways to get in touch, and one is through the hotline at 15999, and then more recently you can also contact them through WhatsApp, that's at 019-261-5999. Here she is with the breakdown of the number of calls and messages received.
Jadi kalau kita lihat daripada pecahan rekod keseluruhan Talian Kasih, sebanyak 1,847 berkaitan dengan kanak-kanak, 2,287 berkaitan dengan keganasan rumah tangga, 467 berkaitan dengan gelandangan, 70,177 berkaitan dengan permohonan bantuan kebajikan, 4,119 mengenai kaunseling, 661 rekod yang melibatkan isu kurang upaya dan orang kurang upaya, dan 359 adalah berkaitan dengan warga emas. Segala pertanyaan dan perkhidmatan disediakan oleh kementerian telah dijawab di peringkat Talian Kasih, manakala segala butiran dana aduan ini telah disalurkan kepada jabatan termasuk polis dan juga agensi-agensi yang berkaitan di bawah kementerian untuk tindakan selanjutnya. Jadi aduan dan permohonan yang telah dipanjangkan akan diambil tindakan oleh pegawai yang bertugas di daerah atau di negeri yang berkaitan. Makluman balas kemudian akan diberi kepada Talian Kasih selepas siasatan selesai dan status kes akan ditutup setelah makluman ini telah diberi kepada agensi yang berkaitan.
That was Datuk Siti Zaila Yusof, the Deputy Minister of Women, Children and Community, with the number of calls and messages that Talian Kasih has received since the beginning of this year. So a quick recap, I think, on some of those figures. It's 159,730 three calls and messages in total. 70,177 were questions on welfare assistance, while 4,119 were inquiries for counselling, and meanwhile 2,287 were on domestic abuse. So Kasturi Pato, who asked that question in the first place, has since released a press statement to say that the numbers were incomplete and that the Deputy Minister only gave a breakdown of about half of the 159,703 calls received. She stressed the value of accurate data in assessing the severity of the situation. Moving on from that, There was also some attention given to the plight of the wedding industry, another sector that has been badly affected by the pandemic. The Ministry of Entrepreneur Development and Cooperatives was asked about specific measures to help this segment of the business community. And Minister Datuk Sri Wan Junaidi Tuanku Jaafar reported that there aren't specific initiatives per se to help revive the ecosystem here, but he did list out some resources that could be of use.
Yang Hormat, sebenarnya tidak ada dikatakan program khusus, tetapi bagaimanapun pihak InScan, agensi di bawah kementerian, pernah melaksanakan dan sedang melaksanakan satu program yang dinamakan Wedding Planners Program, yang merupakan program bimbingan dan pemonitoran dan komprehensif daripada individu dan tokoh pengalaman dalam bidang perancangan perkahwinan. Program ini dilaksanakan selama 4 bulan. Sudah ada 120 peserta telah menyertai program ini. Kalau juga pihak peniaga ini berhadapan dengan masalah, dia boleh pergi ke pihak tekun untuk minjam, yang mana ada sumber kewangan daripada pinjaman daripada RM1,000 hingga ke RM100,000. Bagi tahun 2020 hingga bulan September, Tekun Nasional telah mengeluarkan pembiayaan kepada seramai 47,857 orang usahawan seluruh Malaysia, melibatkan nilai pembiayaan 511.5 juta keseluruhannya.
So he also said that because of the changing nature of weddings during COVID-19 anyway, wedding industry players should be adapting and pivoting to other types of businesses.
Saya mencadangkan mereka patut migrate daripada satu bisnes kepada satu bisnes yang lain. Ada 36,000 syarikat telah dimansuhkan ataupun telah diregistered. Tetapi dalam masa yang sama, kita juga mempunyai 82,000 lain mendaftar semula, oleh kerana mereka ini telah migrate daripada satu jenis bisnes kepada satu bisnes yang lain, supaya bisnes yang tidak lagi dapat menguntungkan kepada bisnes yang boleh menguntungkan, dia boleh di sana menerusi online dan e-dagang sebagainya.
That was Datuk Sri Wan Junaidi Tuanku Jaafar, the Minister of Entrepreneur Development and Cooperatives, encouraging businesses in the wedding industry to migrate to other products and services because they've been pretty hard hit this year. What with everything, and the fact that most of us aren't going to be congregating in halls and so on and so forth for weddings anytime soon. And I guess that opens it up. I mean, if you are a business owner, how have you pivoted your business to adapt and survive? Especially if you are now either doing something that is extremely far away from what you originally set out to do, or if you're doing, basically, you are working within the same industry, but you've just shifted it a little bit. Tell us your story. How have you adapted your business to survive this year? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, to a question on MA63, Dato' Aziz Jaman, the MP for Sabanga, asked whether the government will present the final report by the Cabinet Special Committee to review the implementation of the Malaysia Agreement. There are 21 matters under review within that report, and that includes oil royalty issues and petroleum cash payments, as well as the state's authority over health issues in Sabah and Sarawak. Datuk Hanifah Hajataib, who is the Deputy Minister in the PMO for Sabah and Sarawak Affairs, replied that they don't plan to make the report public.
Untuk maklumat Ahli Yang Berhormat, setakat ini kerajaan masih mengekalkan pendirian bahawa tiada keperluan untuk laporan ini didedahkan kepada umum. Keputusan ini dibuat setelah mengambil kira berbagai aspek seperti perundangan, memandangkan isu kandungan dan perbincangan yang direkodkan adalah bersifat teknikal serta melibatkan perkara-perkara yang sensitif yang berstatus rahsia rasmi.
The Deputy Minister also stated that the new Committee for Sabah and Sarawak Affairs, chaired by the Prime Minister, will only be implementing the policies that have been approved by the previous government.
Suka untuk saya tegaskan di sini bahawa kerajaan pada hari ini hanya meneruskan dasar-dasar yang diputuskan oleh kerajaan sebelum ini dan sama sekali tidak berniat untuk melengah-lengahkan atau dengan izin membuat apa-apa delay taktik berhubung pelaksanaan keputusan-keputusan yang telah dicapai oleh jawatan kuasa khas Kabinet terdahulu. Dari segi keinginan untuk melaksanakan yang terbaik, kami berusaha. Ada perkara juga yang telah dilaksanakan dan ada juga masih dalam peringkat perbincangan dan insyaAllah akan dilaksanakan secepat mungkin.
That was Datuk Hanifah Hajah Taib, the Deputy Minister in the PMO for Sabah and Sarawak Affairs, talking about the status of the final report to review MA63. Now, on to the budget debates, which are still ongoing. Former Deputy Prime Minister and Pandan MP, Datuk Sri Dr. Wan Azizah Wan Ismail, took to the floor today with her proposals. She made a few suggestions, and one that received some support within the Dewan Rakyat was for salary cuts within the executive branch, as well as for lawmakers with positions in GLCs.
Saya mencadangkan supaya allowan dan yuran pengerusi mana-mana ahli yang berhormat yang menjadi pengerusi mana-mana GLC, GLIC dikurangkan sebanyak 50%. Dan pengurangan ini disalurkan, bukan kurang-kurang sahaja macam tu, disalurkan sebagai tanggungjawab sosial korporat atau CSR kepada tabung COVID, sebab YYB-YB ini telah bergaji pun kan. Dalam masa yang sama, leadership by example, PM, Menteri Kanan, Menteri-Menteri dan Timbalan Menteri pun dipotong 10%. Saya ingin lagi sekali lagi tegaskan pentingnya belanjawan terbesar ini dilihat sebagai amanah dan kita mengagihkan khazanah negara kepada yang berhak dan terdesak supaya maruah manusia terpelihara dan kita berlaku adil.
Would you support the idea of a salary cut for the Prime Minister, Cabinet Ministers and MPs specifically who are chairing GLCs? Because this is something that has been mooted by several other opposition members, including Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, who has said he is willing to take a 10% cut to his pension to channel that income to those who have lost their sources of income. So do you agree? Do you support this idea of salary cuts for our ministers? That number to call, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So back to Dr. Wan Azizah, she also implored for Budget 2021 to put more emphasis on tackling the gender gaps that have grown wider because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Belanjawan 2021 mestilah mengutamakan perbelanjaan untuk meningkatkan penguatkuasaan undang-undang dan perkhidmatan sokongan untuk mangsa kes keganasan berdasarkan gender. Misalnya, pihak kerajaan boleh menyediakan satu inter-agency fund dengan izin untuk melatih responden pertama, termasuk pegawai polis, perubatan dan kebajikan untuk mengendalikan kes keganasan berdasarkan gender. Pada masa yang sama dengan izin unpaid care work, tambahan kita ketika keluarga terkurung di rumah telah menyebabkan lebih sukar bagi pekerja wanita menumpukan masa yang diperlukan untuk bekerja bergaji. Oleh itu, dasar belanjawan mesti menutup jurang gender dalam pekerjaan yang berterusan. Perkara ini adalah amat tidak munasabah memandangkan Malaysia mempunyai 15.9 juta wanita bersamaan 48.5% rakyat Malaysia. Hampir separuh daripada rakyat Malaysia adalah wanita. KPWKM pada hemat saya wajar dijadikan kementerian kanan sekiranya kita ingin menangani pandemik ini.
That was Datuk Sri Dr. Wan Azizah Wan Ismail with her proposals for Budget 2021. We'll of course be continuing our coverage of the Dewan Rakyat tomorrow at 5 p.m. In the meantime though, some interesting suggestions that came through from today's parliament session. So do you support the idea of a salary cut within the executive branch, really? So for Prime Minister, for Cabinet Ministers, and also for MPs who have positions within GLCs. Have you had a business that has had to make a significant change or a pivot of some kind in order to survive 2020? Let us know your thoughts. That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.